Private Eyes by Jonathan Kellerman. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Quotation from Hugh Walpole. For all of us, our own particular creature lurks in ambush. Chapter 1. A therapist's work is never over, which isn't to say that patients don't get better. But the bond forged during locked door three-quarter hours, the relationship that develops when private eyes peek into private lives, can achieve a certain immortality. Some patients do leave and never return. Some never leave. A good many occupy an ambiguous space in the middle, throwing out occasional tendrils of reattachment during periods of pride or sorrow. Predicting who will fall into which group is an iffy business, no more rational than Vegas or the stock market. After a few years in practice, I stopped trying. So I really wasn't surprised when I came home after a July night run and learned that Melissa Dickinson had left a message with my service. First time I'd heard from her in, what, it had to be nearly 10 years. A decade since she'd stopped coming to the office I once maintained in a cold-blooded high-rise on the east end of Beverly Hills. One of my long-termers. That alone would have made her stand out in my memory, but there had been so much more. Child psychology is an ideal job for those who like to feel heroic. Children tend to get better relatively quickly and to need less treatment than adults. Even at the height of my practice, it was rare to schedule a patient for more than one session a week. But I started Melissa at 3.